Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, November 7th. A boil water advisory is in place in Hanover. A notice from the Southern Grey County town says it's due to an adverse test result at the water treatment plant. The boil water advisory applies to all residents and consumers using water provided by the town of Hanover supply system. Owen Sound's hosting a community open house event at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center this afternoon. The Come and Go gathering will allow people to engage directly with city staff, ask questions, and share ideas about city services. Everyone's welcome to attend the open house, which runs from 4:30 until 7 in the Shore Room at the Bayshore. A new Paisley Fire Hall and Public Works Building is the big ticket item in Aaron Eldersley's 2025 draft capital budget. The fire hall is expected to cost around $5 million and will be paid for through reserves, grants, and possibly fundraising. Meanwhile, the cost of OPP service is increasing significantly next year and would require a 3.1% tax increase alone to cover. Steve Hamill is the mayor of Aaron Eldersley.
We really appreciate the policing that we receive in Aaron Eldersley from the OPP and know that they need more help, and their cars cost more and their supplies cost more.
Kincardine has filled its vacancy at the council table. Council appointed Stelina Williams to the open Ward 1 seat at a special meeting yesterday. She was among 9 candidates who came forward and expressed interest in serving for the remainder of the term. On the national news, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spoke with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump last evening and discussed trade, supply chains, and North American security. Canada could be affected if Trump implements his plan of tariffs on goods from outside the United States. A statement from the Prime Minister's office says the pair agreed to stay in close contact. Meanwhile, Ontario Premier Doug Ford says government representatives will visit the U.S. soon to promote trade and protect jobs, specifically in the electric vehicle industry. And TikTok's Canadian operations are being ordered to dissolve by the federal government. The decision was announced after a review into security concerns over the app and its Chinese-owned company, ByteDance. But even though TikTok's offices will be closing in our country, Canadians will still be able to access the popular social media app. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for more gains at the opening bell this morning, extending yesterday's rally, with investors now turning their attention toward the U.S. Federal Reserve interest rate decision this afternoon. The Dow surged higher on the U.S. election result, 1,500 points yesterday, closing at 43,729. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ rallied as well, nearly 3%, while the TSX was up 249 points to 24,637. Bitcoin is trading nearly 1% lower this morning at around 75,000 U.S. The price of oil is down 1% as well, $70.90 per barrel, while gold's little changed at $2,675 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 71.97 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. Connor McDavid is a fast healer. He was supposed to be out close to 3 weeks with an ankle injury. He played last night after only missing 9 days. He led all forwards in ice time but had no points, and Edmonton lost 4-2 after Vegas scored 3 times in the final 10 minutes. Alex Ovechkin scored for a 5th straight game in Washington's win over Nashville. If he stays on this pace, he could break Gretzky's record in March. The Red Wings made it back-to-back wins after beating Chicago. Detroit's in Toronto on Friday. The Raptors lost in Sacramento. Raps are off to a 2-7 start. At the MLB GM meetings, Ross Atkins said they're not going to trade Bo Bichette, but they are looking to improve their pitching, offense, and bullpen. Sounds like it should be a busy offseason for the Jays. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack ended their losing streak with a win over Sarnia on home ice last night. Fred Wallace has this report.
Sam McHugh had a 2-goal game as the Attack beat the Sarnia Sting 5-2. Netminder Matthew Kaprowski made 23 saves as Owen Sound snapped an 8-game losing streak. Next action for the Attack is Saturday when they play host to Kitchener on Hockey Fights Cancer Night. Again, McHugh with 2, the Attack beat the Sting 5-2. Fred Wallace at the J.D. MacArthur Arena.
And more hockey in the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League this evening. The Meaford Knights host the North York Renegades at 7:30 at the Meaford and St. Vincent Community Center. You can always find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's coming up next. Slight chance of some showers early this morning, then a mix of sun and cloud throughout the day, a high of 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy through the evening, then clearing overnight, a low of 7, and a sun and cloud mix tomorrow with a high of 11.